It's bad. Anime.
Hey everybody, I'm John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide,
is this anime bad?
And we have returned to the Miyazaki well this week.
Back to Studio Ghibli, oh goody!
Oh boy.
Because the last two were great.
Yeah, we watched...
I'm also a liar.
What did we watch? Princess Mononoke, and then we watched Ponyo, which... You know, aren't the first two Miyazaki movies that I've watched, but they were two of them. Boy, did we have things to say about them. And, you know, Ponyo, for children, yeah. Looked pretty. But I think with both of them, that we kind of agreed on, all right, you know, it's pretty. It looks nice sometimes.
Yeah.
And the plot is generally fine. Okay.
And takes a back seat to everything else going on. That's the big thing with Miyazaki.
Pretty
things.
Much.
And I mean,
which, you know,
that's not inherently a recipe for a bad thing. But
no.
But unfortunately with those two films, they were just kind of boring.
Yes.
And then just
and
stayed kind of boring.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They dragged. And today we're tackling kind of one of the more popular ones.
I have told people we're tackling this and they're like, oh, that's the dumbest idea you could have because people fucking adore this thing tremendously.
They do. They do. They do. They do. And I'm not sure if that's a childhood memory or if that's an adult thing. That's like, I saw this movie. Well, I mean, as of now, like I saw this movie when I was 29 years old and I've never watched it before. I've seen Howl's Moving Castle before. I really like that one. I've seen My Neighbor Totoro. Thought it was fine. Now, Spirited Away.
Yes.
It's one of the most highest grossing Japanese movies of all time, if not the highest grossing Japanese movie of all time internationally.
I don't remember the figure off the top of my head, but it's very high up there, yes.
It's up there. And it's received so much praise from so many people, including just like number one, our nerd friends, but number two, just the community at large. Everybody from anime fans to non-anime fans to people who don't even watch animated movies or animated media seem to absolutely love this one.
They
head over heels about it.
They were creaming their dunkaroos at the sight of Spirited Away.
Yes, they were and still are. So we decided, let's give it a shot. Let's watch it. I actually, weirdly enough, I watched this unprompted by the show.
Yeah, you just watched it casually,
like,
right?
Yeah, I just watched it with my girlfriend casually. Humble brag.
female contact.
Oh, no way. But it's no way.
I was about to say, joke and say, I don't know what that is. But then I would have gotten a very angry text from my girlfriend being like, hi, what'd you say? I'm like, shit.
Humble brag. Girlfriends.
Girlfriend. Yeah. Girlfriend.
Oh, God. No. No.
So you ready to watch episode 4 through 12?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Fine.
Anyway.
But yeah, I watched this unprompted because I just wanted to watch it. I've been wanting to watch it for a bit.
Yep.
And I won't give away my feelings or emotions on it yet, but I will say that my girlfriend got very bored with it very quickly.
Very quickly, you say?
Yeah, she was kind of not really into it that much. We watched... I ended up having to finish it myself because she fell asleep about three quarters of the way through. So...
Yeah.
I was
about to say Ponyo, but what's her name?
Oh, God. Chihiro.
Yeah, but Chihiro's parents became pigs because they eat too much. They ate too much. Oh, my God, the metaphor. I got very distracted because I was I'm on the Wikipedia page for this thing now, and I scrolled down the themes, and I'm like, oh, this is longer than most Wikipedia entries, just the themes themselves. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of themes present in this. I mean, there was a lot to kind of look more like deeper at, I guess, but
is it one of those things really, or is it one of the things where people needed to write fucking college papers and then they come and then they extrapolated their own meetings?
Well, I will say that I'm sure that there were some meetings in there, but none of them exactly came off super well, at least in my perspective watching through it. I was kind of always waiting for the shoe to drop. I was waiting for something to start. I was waiting for it to start getting interesting, but the pacing of this movie was very much like it just kind of like lazed along a little bit and just gave you more.
This is one of the weird things we always that come up here because the Japanese story structure, traditional story structure especially, tends to drag a lot. That's just how they like to do things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sure. A lot of nothing happening, then a lot of stuff happening at once, and then you just cut and end.
Yeah.
That's the big, that's the traditional Japanese story structure I've talked about endlessly on this show. So there might be a little bit of cultural thing here where you have to kind of take that into account. But a lot of other Japanese works I've seen didn't bore me in the beginning quite as much as this one did. So more happened than Ponyo, where Ponyo literally nothing happened for the first, like,
nothing.
Two-thirds, three-fourths of that movie, nothing happened. This some stuff happened. Chihiro runs over a bridge into a spirit world where she meets a guy named Haku who, like, tries to, like, save her. But then the spirits catch her and he's like, oh, you have to go get a job now. Yeah. And it's like, what? And then very frustratingly for the next, like, 15, 20 minutes, it's just Chihiro trying to find a job.
Yeah, it's going like, to, like, the
I'm like, wow.
The big mama. I forget what her name is, but the big nose.
Well, no, she went to the other guy first.
Oh, that guy. The guy with, like, the spider guy with, like, the bunch of arms.
Bunch of arms who made, like, the little balls of soot his workers.
For the spa, yeah.
And then she was down there, Chihiro, for a long time trying to convince him to give her a job. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And that's all that came of that scene. And it was a long scene. I'm like, okay, movie.
Yeah. It really did not. See, the thing is, I really think that this never got going. Like, there was, like, you talked about the Japanese story structure where it was just slow until it sped up at the end. I felt the whole time that this never sped up. It was just kind of the same throughout, and just things happened.
Right.
Things kept happening where I was expecting at some point for things to happen and me to go, oh, but instead things started happening and kept happening. And every time without fail, I would go,
right.
Okay. And then it was over. It just kind of really cycled through like that. And I guess, like, there is some, like, theme, as I was saying before, about, like, you know, Western capitalism coming into, like, a Japan and kind of turning people greedy and kind of making people, like want more money and kind of look out for themselves instead of for the whole society. And those themes were pretty clear to see, but there was nothing really done with them. They were just kind of like, here they are. Like, here's the thing. And there wasn't really a solution necessarily. And especially when that, like, ghost that kept following Chihiro around and followed her into the bathhouse and started, like, eating and eating and eating and giving money away to people, and people were, like, killing themselves over getting that money. I was like, okay, sure, capitalism, right? Yes, okay.
Bad.
But then
Japanese values, good.
Yeah, and then he, I don't even remember how, did he just overeat and explode? I forgot, like, what happened with him. And
oh, no, No Face?
No Face, yeah. What happened with him?
At the very end, not to the very end of the movie where he met, like the Baba woman's sister.
Yes, right.
And she, like, is the opposite of her, so she just, like, knits and shit.
Yeah, she's, like, out in a cabin in like, the middle of rural Japan and doesn't have any connection to, like, the economics of Japan. It's just kind of out there.
But she showed up earlier in the movie and, like, caused a bunch of mischief.
Yeah. And also Baba has, like, a big baby.
Yeah, because at one point, like, her sister cast a spell on the baby and turned him into, like, a hamster thingy. And she turned three of, like, little Baba's VeggieTale rejects men into the visual appearance of her baby. And then next thing you know, she can't find her baby. This is much later in the movie, though. Before that, we have to get to all the riveting Chihiro stuff where she, like, gets this job in a bathhouse.
Yeah, and she has to, like, work in this bathhouse, and she gets, like, a mentor, and they rename her Sen.
Sen, yeah.
Because they take away her name, and apparently if they take away your name, you just don't, you know, if you forget your own name, you can't leave the spirit world because you don't remember who your real self is anymore. So I thought that was kind of interesting at that plot point.
Fun,
yeah,
but whatever,
yeah. And she's just kind of working in this bathhouse for a long while, and then all this stuff comes up with
we get a lot of, like, weird scenes from a bathhouse where,
yeah,
like, this giant, like, dirty creature comes in, and the only visually part of the movie that really I thought was really cool when, like, they, like, poured a bunch of water on this creature and you saw very quickly the water turn, like, the shades of, like, the filthy shades of like green sludge.
Yeah.
They keep pouring shit all over him. She says she needs a token for an herbal wash. They won't give it to her. And then No Face just gives it to her.
Yeah.
And then gives her, like, a basket full of tokens.
Yeah.
And now, like, No Face has a thing, like, is, like, drawn to her for some reason.
Yeah. And then they clean that big guy off. And yeah. That was a pretty cool scene. And he's kind of getting, like, whirlpooled a little bit. And it was pretty cool.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. That was pretty cool. I like that quite. I thought the... And then, like, he was, like, basically, like, stabbed in, like, the heart with, you think it's a bicycle at first, then just a bunch of random garbage falls out of
him. Yeah, yeah.
Because he was polluted.
I thought I thought in general, like, the movie looked great. Like, it looked so visually appealing. And I thought, I mean, like, being hand-drawn, it was just so beautiful and, like, everything moved really well. And it was very much like a Japanese Alice in Wonderland kind of situation where it's just, like, a lot of surrealist stuff, a lot of, like, crazy stuff happening, a very, like, good play on the imagination, I think, in a lot of ways.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that.
And, like, Haku was also a dragon, I guess.
Yeah, we later learn he was a dragon, and then he was, like, the freaking, he was, like, some spirit of a river.
Yeah, a river spirit. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she, like, knew his name because he was a river spirit or something that saved her when she was young, but they didn't really mention that earlier in the movie, so that was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But here's what I really mean when I'm talking about that idea that you were talking about of Japanese storytelling and at the end it being, like, really, like, crazy and fast.
Yeah.
At the end, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last scene was Chihiro on the outside of the bathhouse and Baba going, all right, yeah, fine. I'll give you your human life back, but first, you have to pick which one of these pigs is your parents.
Yeah,
and
it did happen.
She was like, oh, none of them. And Baba was like, yo, you right. All right, cool. And everyone was like, hooray. And they were like, all right, you're a person again. Great.
Cool.
Bye. It ended with the same zeal as Ponyo, which was just kind of like,
totally with the whole test
thing. Oh my God, which was like, oh, you need a test. Do you love Ponyo? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, great.
It was the same exact fucking thing, like, here. It's like, which ones are your parents?
God, I really...
None of them are my parents.
Oh, God, I really... I really wanted to like this movie a lot. And I just didn't at all.
Oh, you just didn't at
I
all?
I just didn't at all. It was just like, it was visually appealing. It was nice. There were some things. The themes were cool at times.
Right.
But at the end of it, I was like, why? What was... I mean, like, it's nice and it's like a piece of art, sure, but... God, did I enjoy myself watching it? Not really. I was just waiting for it to have a good plot, and it didn't have a good plot. Just point blank, it just didn't have a good plot at all.
No, it was a very much like, and that same feeling as fucking what's it called, the quintessential quintuplets movie, where it felt more like a condensed TV show more so than a coherent film narrative.
I agree with that.
It was just boring. And, like, the scene, like, where Haku steals something from from Baba's sister and he nearly dies and stuff. I'm like, wow, I should be caring.
Yeah, I didn't care about any of that. That was so, like, all of the stuff that they tried to do, I feel like, plot-wise, was thrown together in such a weird way that was like, oh, you get maybe 5 minutes of context for this plot point and then it happens and that's about it. And it just went in, like, it went in pages. It's like, oh, on this page this happens, on this page this happens, on that page that happens. But it's going to be very nicely drawn, and that might be great for some people, and the music was nice, I guess, and that might be great for some people. But for me, watching through this thing, I was just desperately trying to find a semblance of, like, a twist, a cool thing that happens, a great, like, plot device or, like, plot element that's used. And and to me, there just wasn't any. It just consistently was slow, unappealing, boring. And then at the end, I was like, well, what was the big deal about this? Why did everybody get so wrapped up in this? I mean, it's nice to look at, but...
I was asking myself that various times during the thing itself. I'm like, wait, what's, like, the thing here that everyone's so into? I just couldn't really tell at one point. I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, kind of bored. And I guess I just, is it one of the things where just, like, again, am I just not a Miyazaki guy? Like, I just don't think I am. Like, he has a very unique style that is his own, but I'm just not sure it's my style.
I guess me neither. But I mean, the thing that I found the most compelling was just the idea of, like, Japanese people losing their culture because of these Western values and, like, Western economics. And I thought that was pretty compelling. I wish they could have just kind of, like, harped on that a little more. and kind of maybe done something in the plot with that. And it just kind of felt like disconnected. It's like I felt all these messages that I was supposed to receive, but I didn't feel like they were delivered in the story. They were just kind of delivered in visuals, like how everything is, you know?
Yeah, I just didn't get any of it, really.
Yeah, and it kind of went a little bit right over my head until the very, very end when I kind of thought about it a little bit. So, yeah, I was really excited about this, and I'm really sad that it didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to, and or I'm sad that it just wasn't exactly what I had expected, and in that I didn't love it, and I wanted to love it.
I just wanted to feel something in comparison to the other Miyazaki movies where I was just agitated. This one, I actually felt less than that. I just didn't really care. Some of the colors were so nice and some of the animation was so smooth. It really numbed me out. But that was the thing. I was just numb. I'm just like,
I mean, I think I liked Princess Mononoke better than this. I liked it better. It was still kind of draggy, definitely. But I liked it better.
Oh, definitely right now. If I had to rank them, it would be Princess Mononoke. Am I about to say I liked probably Ponyo more than this?
Well, the thing about Ponyo is that I don't know, it maybe it was shorter a little bit. Like I feel like if they cut maybe half an hour out of Princess Mononoke, it would have been a great movie. But it just ended up being an okay movie. And then Ponyo was just Ponyo. And then this was surprisingly very underwhelming. And now I'm thinking like, wow, I got to rewatch like Howl's Moving Castle, because that used to be a movie that I loved. And maybe I am not sure anymore. Well, I got to check it out again.
Well, we'll cover that very soon, so we'll figure it out.
I guess we will. And there's also this whole news that there's another Miyazaki movie that just came out, and it's his last one, quote unquote.
Yeah, reportedly his last one just came out.
Apparently, I would want to see, but at the same time, if I just don't get it, I guess with the rest of these, maybe I just will continue to not get it for the.
Well, I think there's only one way to find out. I think we just got to shut up and do it.
I guess we got to do that. Yeah, but and until then, I guess. I wouldn't call it bad. I mean, I guess it's not bad. It just didn't do much of anything for me.
I'm going to call it narrowly not bad for now. We're going to have to come back to this one, though.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was just so bored.
Yeah. God, was I bored.
Fuck.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.